nothing new there in terms of the philosophy towards the Northwest from many agencies and obviously different government departments using this argument of critical mass is not enough critical mass. But I would believe that is that argument is a complete nonsense, especially when East Donegal lies on the periphery of Derry City, and Derry City is the fourth largest city on the island. The second nonsensical argument to this whole observation by GasLink is in relation to the cross-border dynamic. And I think a lot of people do get frustrated at times because we hear nothing about cross-border cooperation and mutual and benefit and symbiotic relationships in terms of both sides of the border benefiting. And here we have report after report saying that the Northwest isn't economically viable. So I think that review is it smacks of the type of attitude towards the Northwest, and it makes it on the basis that there isn't enough critical mass. But I mean, that cannot be an argument, especially when we lie on the outer periphery of Derry City.
The comment has been made and question has been asked. We do have national spatial strategies and other documents which clearly speak about the Derry Letterkenny gateway. Letterkenny is a gateway town. Sligo is a gateway town. And the question essentially being asked is, well, what does that mean? Because it doesn't seem to be leading to anything actually happening.
Look, it's the same old adage in terms of something that's good on paper or spatial strategies might look good on the glossy magazines, but I mean, if it's not happening on the ground, it doesn't bode well in terms of if you want to instill confidence into the public. I mean, we sometimes in the Northwest we can get criticised that we're saying that we don't get a fair share of the pie, and we're always highlighting the fact that we're not getting the fair share of the pie. But if that is the reality, people have an entitlement to highlight this. And, you know, the more reports that come on the table or on the desk saying that it's not economically viable on critical mass argument, it's just frustrating. And it's something that GasLink should review, should look back at the North-South Ministerial Council. And I would ask the question, where is the role of the North-South Ministerial Council in relation to this? Because if that body under the framework of the Good Friday Agreement back in 1998 is doing its job, that it should be, you know, this type of project should go ahead and it should be seriously looked at.